Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel, and quietness with it, than a house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant will have rule over a son who causes shame, and will have part of the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot, crucible, is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord Jehovah tries the hearts. A person who does wicked deeds gives heed to false lips, and a liar listens to a naughty tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his maker, and he who is glad at calamities will not be unpunished. Children's children, grandchildren, are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech does not become a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him who has it; wherever it turns, it prospers. He who covers a sin seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates best friends. A reproof enters more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion. Therefore a cruel messenger will be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man, rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one lets out water; therefore leave off contention, before it is meddled with. He who justifies the wicked, and he who condemns the just, even both of them are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to obtain wisdom, since he has no heart for it? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding shakes hands, and becomes surety in the presence of his friend. He loves sin who loves strife. And he who exalts his gate seeks destruction. He who has a perverse heart finds no good, and he who has a perverse tongue falls into mischief. He who fathers a fool does it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. A wicked man takes a bribe out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity, fairness. He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is considered wise, and he who shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.